Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And this is Pacers Weekly, live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan, talking Pacers basketball here with you from 10 to 11. We do it every Saturday morning, and we've got a win to talk about this Saturday. The Pacers' biggest win of the season as it relates to point differential, point margin. Indiana getting a 21-point win last night over the Brooklyn Nets. 118-97 was the final. A game that was out of hand for Indiana in the early third quarter. The Pacers leading by as many as 27. In fact, the Pacers won by 21 despite being outscored in the fourth quarter by 6 when backups were in. So this was a handed performance to the Pacers, a strong win for Indiana, a game they had in hand. Early third quarter, leading by 15 after 2. They led by 5 after 1. A game where Paul George didn't play. Paul George, Kevin Serafin, and CJ Miles all didn't play. The Pacers had their 7th different leading scorer. It was Glenn Robinson III. 7th different leading scorer in 7 different games, by the way. Glenn Robinson III, filling in for Paul George, had 20 points, 6 rebounds, in 40 minutes. Glenn Robinson III playing 40 minutes. Nobody else playing 30 minutes. In fact, nobody else playing more than 26 minutes. GR3 played huge minutes last night. The Pacers needed him with injuries, missing guys. And while the rest of that starting rotation got a little bit of rest with the big win, leading by upper 20s in that third quarter, Glenn Robinson III stayed out on the court, and the Pacers got some much-needed minutes in a moment where they have a handful of guys, especially at that position, that are hurt. And Glenn Robinson III delivering for Indiana. He was 6 of 10 from the field, 4 of 6 from the three-point line. Another player who played really well was Rodney Stuckey. In 25 minutes, he had 18 points. He was our walk-off interview on the radio side. And Stuckey coming in and performing very strong off the bench. 18 points, 25 minutes, 4 rebounds for Stuckey, 3 assists, and 2 steals to go along with it. Mentioned Glenn Robinson, the 30s, the 7th different score in 7 different games. He's inside Denari's den. Chris Denari will talk with GR3 coming up in just a moment. We've got a great show coming up for you. We'll hear from players, coaches. Nate McMillan joins us. Eddie White, as always, goes around the house. We've got a couple live guests. Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson are those two. You'll hear from them coming up later in the program. We'd love to hear from you as well. 239-1070, 317-239-1070 is the number you can call in and talk Pacers basketball with us. And you can also reach us via the Twitter machine. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will forward your questions along to Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson as you have them here throughout the hour. The Pacers, after their win over Brooklyn on Friday, they have tonight off. Then on Sunday, they close a stretch of 8 of 9 at home against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. Again, note the 1 hour earlier start time. Pre-game coverage on the radio will begin at 5:30, as well as on television on Fox Sports Indiana, when we'll talk to Jeremiah Johnson later. 5:30 against Clippers on Sunday. LAC losing at Detroit last night. They had the best record in the NBA going into the night last night. Now a pretty hefty 14-3. The Pacers are without Paul George. We know that Sunday, and we know that Wednesday, Indiana will not have Paul George nor Kevin Serafin. They're deciding to hold those two out to let lingering injuries hopefully heal. After this Sunday, the Pacers only have one game over 6 days, and that is Wednesday at Portland. So a chance to get Paul George, Kevin Serafin, and hopefully CJ Miles some much-needed recovery as Indiana heads to the road for a stretch after this one on Sunday. By the way, if you haven't seen, Pacers.com has a ton of good. What was Gold Friday, Black Friday, if you will, is turning into Gold Weekend. The Pacers' annual Gold Friday sale has become Gold Weekend. 5 additional games were added last night. Lower-level seats are available for just $50. Club-level seats are $35. That website, Pacers.com/Gold Weekend, or if you can't remember that, just go to Pacers.com. You'll be able to find it from there. And you can see 8 games from the Gold Friday promotion and the recently added 5 games. Now, this promotion ends Monday at 10 a.m. Make sure to grab your tickets. They're going very quickly. Pacers.com/Gold Weekend. Tons of great sales for you that started on Friday and going through the weekend. and Monday morning. When we return, we will talk with Mark Boyle. He sits down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. You're listening to Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Indiana Pacers coming off a 108-97 win last night at the Fieldhouse over the Brooklyn Nets. It moves the Pacers to 8-9 on the season. They'll look to even things up on Sunday against the Los Angeles Clippers. 6 o'clock tip. Now let's go and talk with Mark Boyle. Nate McMillan has certainly been tested lately with injuries, Paul George among them, CJ Miles and Kevin Serafin. He's had to mix and match rotations. He talks about that with Mark Boyle now.
Pat Boylan. Thank you, Pat. The Pacers have had some good moments and some not-so-good moments. Inconsistency, Nate, continues to be an issue. Specifically, what are your priorities right now? What do you feel the team needs to address to get better?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing is changing their mindset, you know, in how we want to play our style of play and committing to that style of play. We talked about our tempo early in the season. We talked about wanting to be a good defensive team early in the season. That takes a huge commitment. It's going to be a challenge to be able to pick up our pace and play with the intensity we want to play, you know, during the course of a game and be consistent with that every single night. A lot of our guys who, even the guys who were here last year, didn't necessarily play that style of basketball, and it's something that a lot of them have not played. They haven't played that style of basketball. So getting them to change their mindset far as how they played and how we want them to play here, both on the offensive end of the floor and the defensive end of the floor.
Is that taking longer than you thought it would, or is this just part of a natural progression?
I think it's part of a natural progression, and the reason for that, you have to think that we the number of players that we brought into on the roster this year with Jeff Teague as the new point guard. You got Thaddeus Young, the new spread four. Paul George is learning to play with these guys for the first time. Al Jefferson, who has played in different systems. Aaron Brooks. And, you know, that's just like a lot of kids that you bring into a family, adopted kids or step kids, and they have to learn each other's tendencies and what they like to do and, you know, how they like to do it. And that takes some time. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight. You know, they all are I think for the most part, offensive-minded players, getting them to share the ball and play together, and then defensively focus on the defensive end of the floor. All of that, I think, is going to take some time. We know they're capable of doing it. We just have to change our mindset.
Is it more of a challenge on the offensive end? Because you are talking about guys who are, for the most part, more used to having the ball?
No question, and no question about it. You know, I talked about that in our meetings. We have one basketball, and if you look at our roster, most of these guys are used to playing with the ball. What they have to learn how to do is play without the ball, and that is a challenge for some NBA players. When you take the ball out of their hands, a lot of them don't know what to do. You know, it's not as simple as just telling them to move. You have to understand spacing, understand cuts, understand the timing of those cuts. And, you know, that's a big challenge for NBA players when you say, okay, Jeff Teague, who has played with the ball in Atlanta probably 90% of the time, Paul George has played with the ball. When those guys have the ball, what are the other guys doing? And that's what we have to learn to do, is play without the ball. And that's something we'll continue to work on.
Is that something that's mostly the responsibility of the players as time goes on? Or from a coaching standpoint, do you tweak what you want to do a little bit to help that happen faster?
Well, it's part of coaching, and it's part of those guys making sacrifices. You know, one thing that I learned, and it was the first thing we worked on with the Olympic team, was playing without the basketball. Because on the Olympic team, all of those guys are used to playing with the ball on their teams. And I talked about that with Paul George, who had to make a sacrifice, and he came off the bench in this last gold medal game. Those are the things that you have to learn to do with a team when you have a number of guys who are so used to playing with the basketball. All of our guys have been in that role. If you can go from Stuckey coming off the bench in Detroit, Aaron Brooks coming off the bench in Chicago, Jeff Teague in Atlanta, Paul George here in Indiana, Al Jefferson in Charlotte, they've all played with the ball. So now they have to learn how to share that basketball and play without the basketball. And I think once we learn that, we trust each other, we make sacrifices, and we change that mindset that, you know, some nights we're going to get touches, some nights our touches may be down, but you still have to continue to play on the defensive end of the floor. We're going to be okay.
Last night was Brooklyn, so I know that most of your attention was focused on them, but the Clippers are coming in here on Sunday. We know they have a great record, we know they have talent, but we also know that for whatever reason, they seem to fall short in the postseason. When you look at them now early, do they seem to you to be maybe a team on the verge of a breakthrough?
Yeah, well, I think it just starts with, you know, Chris Paul. And, that guy does a great job of establishing how they want to play, their tempo. He's as tough as nails on both ends of the floor, a warrior. Defensively, he gets after it. He's taking on a larger role far as looking to score a little bit more, but he's the leader on that team. And, they seem to be in a real good rhythm right now. They've added some players, to their roster that they think will get them over the hump in the postseason. So it's been a dangerous team, one of the elite teams the last few years, really since he joined the Clippers. And they've added some free agents this offseason that they feel will help them in postseason.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to join us this morning on this edition of Pacers Weekly. Final game of the homestand tomorrow. It's a 6 o'clock start. The Clippers are in. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn it back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. When we return on Pacers Weekly, he had a career high in points last night. He sits down inside Daenerys Den. When we return, it's Glenn Robinson III.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the chains I have to be.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah,
members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, they lit the monument last night. This is Pacers Weekly. We're with you talking Pacers basketball from 10 to 11. As we do every Saturday morning during the season, 239-1070 is the number to call in. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. The Pacers know Paul George will be not with them on Sunday and on the following Wednesday. It's Glenn Robinson III who will likely play a large role. The last two games GR3 has played, and Paul George has not. He's averaged 18 points in those two. A career-high 20 last night in a trip inside Daenerys' Den. Chris?
Well, Glenn, big night last night. A 20-point effort following your 16-point and 11-rebound game against Oklahoma City. This is a situation you know the playing time is for you right now, right?
Yeah. You know, Nate talked to me before the game. Told me that, you know, he's going to need me to play big minutes and play hard, you know, on both sides of the court. Take care of my body and just be ready to play. You know, I think that gave me a lot of confidence coming into this game. My teammates always have believed in me and continue to. You know, and I think that I knocked down some open shots early, you know, got me going. And I think that the team didn't look back since then.
Yeah, 45 minutes you played in Oklahoma City on Sunday, almost 40 last night. What's that like to play that many minutes?
I mean, it's a little different for me. You know, I always, you know, I've been in the league for 3 years, but this is the first time I'm really getting reasonable minutes, you know, and getting to show myself and prove myself. But, you know, I always see guys icing, you know, and they say that, you know, it's a big part of this game is taking care of your body. So I'm going to continue to do that, you know, knowing that, you know, I might have to play, you know, that amount of minutes for this team, you know, while we got some guys down, you know, and continue to treat my body right and just be ready.
You guys had really struggled offensively, especially at home of late. You guys got together Thanksgiving morning, had a players-only session. What was that about, and how important was it for the performance against the Nets?
Yeah, you know, Paul called, you know, all of us together about 10, 15 minutes after practice. We sat on the court, you know, and he kind of talked about some things that he saw, you know, that we could correct offensively, get some more movement, get some more action, and to communicate, you know, on both sides of the court, you know, not just defensively. So I think that really helped out, you know, last night in the game. And we stuck to what we said, and, you know, now we just got to find that ability to bring that same type of energy, that same type of confidence, you know, every game.
One of the issues has been for you guys defensively. In the first 6 minutes last night against the Nets, you guys gave up 20 points. In the rest of the first half, I think it was the last 18 minutes, you guys gave up 23. I thought your defense against Bogdanovich was solid. What's been the key for you guys defensively, and what will be the key for you guys moving forward?
Establishing ourselves on defense, you know, that's what we talked about right before the game, pressing up, you know, getting energy. We got, you know, great rim protectors back there, you know, with Miles, Al, you know, they do a great job of going straight up. You know, Miles had some big blocks last night. You know, we just got to trust each other. I thought that we did a great job doing that. You know, I was in help, you know, when Teague man was driving, when his man was driving, I was, you know, he was in help for me. So, you know, I thought that we did a great job helping each other out. You know, and we got to continue to do that moving forward.
Inside the Nary's Den with Glenn Robinson, a career-high 20 points last night, and the Pacers' 21-point win against the Brooklyn Nets. Final question. You've got the Clippers tomorrow night. They've got one of the best records in the NBA. You'll see them also in another week. Without C.J. Miles, without Paul George on the wing, you know you're getting a lot of minutes. What's the key against the Clippers?
I think that we got to bring the same energy on both sides of the court, you know, as we did last night. You know, it'll be a challenge for us, you know, just like every game, you know, has been so far. So, you know, especially being shorthanded, you know, we got to be ready to play, you know, take today, you know, watch some film and just get ready for tomorrow's game. You know, like I said, you know, they're a great team, but I think that we have the ability to be, you know, one of the best, you know. We just got to figure that out and continue to play the way that we played last night.
Glenn, I know you're a favorite of your teammates, coaching staff, and the fans love watching you play. Congratulations on a great week. Let's keep it up against the Clippers.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, Glenn Robinson, inside Daenerys Den. Back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Glenn, thank you. The Pacers, by the way, their next Hickory game is Thursday, December 22nd, and it's a cool one. They're going to honor Indiana high school legend Damon Bailey. Make sure you get tickets for that one. Pacers.com/Hickory is how you can be there, or Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be at any of the games coming up to that one or before or after that one. And we have this Gold Friday, Gold Weekend sale I've been telling you about. Pacers.com/Gold Weekend is the way you can get a lot of these tickets discounted right now. It's a significant discount. You're going to want to make sure to check those out. And they're only available through this Monday morning at 10 a.m. So best to get it done here this weekend. Jim Barnett was a former NBA player, played for a handful of teams, including the Golden State Warriors, where he now is the television cover and color analyst. And when we return, he sits down with Mark Boyle. That conversation is next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour, Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, live in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan, 239-1070, and at Pat Boylan Pacers is how you can call the show, tweet in the show. We will answer your questions throughout the program. Have a couple coming in now. We'll get to those in a moment. We heard from Mark Boyle earlier. He always sits down with head coach Nate McMillan. Then he finds someone else for this program, someone interesting, whether it's his travels on the road, someone who has visited Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Monday. The Golden State Warriors were here. Their color analyst is Jim Barnett, and he has a conversation with Mark Boyle. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Last week at this time, Jim, we were visiting with Jim Jones of the Cavaliers, and he was telling us how it was in Cleveland last year after they were down 3-1 and the millions of people that came out to their parade and all of that. They hadn't won anything in Cleveland in over 50 years. How about the other side of that equation? How was it in the Bay after the Warriors couldn't finish it off up 3-1?
Well, everyone was certainly disappointed. And primarily the players. They thought they had it. 3-1 and no excuses. Cleveland came back. They played extremely well in all three of those games. They had a big game 7 at Oracle Arena. LeBron had the big block. The Warriors, you know, were stuck at 89 points for, I don't know, maybe the last 4 minutes of the game. They couldn't score, and neither team could score about 4 straight possessions, and the Warriors did not take advantage of that, and Cleveland won the series. And, you know, after it's all over, said and done, at my age and everything, you let that all settle in, and I was hoping the Warriors would win, but I hope that other people took this attitude. I was happy that Cleveland won. I mean, it all said and done. They hadn't had a championship in that length of time. And so you look at it pragmatically and try to do better next time.
Okay, so then the summer comes and the Warriors sign Kevin Durant, because who wouldn't? Do you think they would have done the same thing had they won the championship?
No way. No way. I don't think that would have transpired. And it's ironic because it was a miracle game by Klay Thompson in Game 6 in Oklahoma City that enabled the Warriors to stay in the hunt there in the Western Conference Finals. If Klay doesn't get 41 in that game, the Warriors lose. Oklahoma City goes to the finals. They may have ended up being champions for all we know. They could have been the NBA champions. Then, of course, Durant's not going anywhere. So it's ironic how things play out. And now you've got a team with 3 incredible scorers, maybe and perhaps the 3 best shooters in the game today in Curry, Thompson, and Durant. And a little different defensively. They don't have the rim protection that they did with Bogut and Azeli, but they're adjusting. And they're probably favorites, as the GMs and everybody else says, to win a title and perhaps multiple titles. That's what they have in mind.
Here's what I find interesting, and I wonder what your take on it is. The Warriors were already the best offensive team in basketball. They add Durant. They're still the best offensive team in basketball. Now, we don't judge everything by numbers, but they had to dismantle their bench. You talked about the rim protection. The numbers would suggest that they're not nearly as good defensively. So you could argue, could you not, that even though, as I said earlier, Jim, who wouldn't add Durant, it might not have actually been a prudent move.
Well, they were kind of, in a way, forced into it. I do not believe they would have re-signed Harrison Barnes for 4 years, $94 million, $23.5 million. He goes to Dallas, so you're going to have to give him that contract. And right now, Durant's making $4 million more than Harrison Barnes. And I'm not sure they would have given that to Harrison. They may have, I don't know. Speculation on my part. He turned down $16.5 million before the season began and became a free agent, a restricted free agent. And so that kind of forced their hand one way there when he took that deal. So I don't know. I will say this. They're learning how to play defense in a different way. Kevin Durant is very long. He deflects a lot of passes, and they can really disrupt. Stephen Curry can do that. Klay Thompson is good on the ball. They're learning over the first 12 games here how to, or 13 games or how many it's been, they're learning how to play with the personnel they have. I will say this. The bench is not nearly as consistent as it was last year. They missed Mo Spates, a rebounder. They missed the fire and the energy that Leandro Barbosa gave them. You can't always count on Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala, Ian Clark. You can't always count on them giving you that 8, 10, 12 a game, which is I like a 6-man to come in and give me that kind of production, and you can count on it every night, a game changer. So it's a little different that way, and right now Steve Kerr is still sprinkling different lineups out there. He's still adjusting, and he's throwing a lot of different people. He hasn't settled on anything yet.
Last year you had the chase for 73 wins and defending a championship. This year you know that if you're not the best team, you're in the conversation. You know you're going to get a very high seed, if not the number one. So how do guys who have already accomplished so much stay engaged between now and April?
That's the biggest challenge that Steve Kerr faces. 82 games. I know that these players would love to hopscotch right to March now, March the 20th. They want to get to the playoffs. And so I believe Steve will rest a few players along the way. But you've got to become self-motivated. I believe these players have achieved the kind of status where they are. Draymond Green. No one plays harder in the entire league than Draymond Green each and every night. It comes from within. It's who he is. He loves to compete. And these other players, they are who they are because they've got character. They have integrity. They understand that this is their profession. And as a professional player, you're paid to play the game, and you go out and play to your optimum. With that said, it is easy to once in a while relax a little bit, and they've relaxed. And but they, I think the best thing that happened to them was get spanked by San Antonio in the opening game at home, where they only lost two games all last year. They got a little rude wake-up call. And so they're not going to win 73 games. They don't want to win 73 games. And I don't know where they'll finish. They may win somewhere around 64, 5, somewhere in that neighborhood. They do want to get the number one seed. I think that's important, particularly the way the Clippers are playing early in the season. They're playing extremely well. And it would be nice to have home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
That's Jim Barnett. He's been around the NBA for a long time, first as a player and now as a Warriors broadcaster for 58, what is, how many years is it?
32.
The only guy in the league older than me.
50 years ago, I was a rookie. So we were in Boston the other night, and that was kind of nostalgic for me. 50 years ago, I was a rookie with Bill Russell as our player coach with the Boston Celtics.
Before I let you go then, since you brought that up, for the younger listeners, the younger fans, if there was one thing that jumped out where if you shared it with people who don't know the NBA from that time, that people would say, wow, there's no way that was the case back in those days. Something jump out?
Oh, lots of things. First of all, the money. As a number one draft pick, when there were only 10 teams in the league, I signed for $11,000 and a $500 signing bonus, and I never had a guaranteed contract in 11 years of playing. Never had a guaranteed contract. And travel was much worse. We could go on through that. I'll do another segment with you sometime. I would love to sit down with you, Mark, and do that. But the money was the big thing, and the travel, and no guaranteed contract. So you played your tail off because someone was always looking to take your job.
You got a guaranteed contract now, though, right?
I don't have a guarantee. You know, the contracts, you mean in broadcasting? Nah, I go one a year at a time.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. I don't know your humor.
No, you don't, because we haven't known each other for all these years. That's Jim Barnett, kind enough to spend some time with us. Pacers last night at home against the Nets. Homestand concludes tomorrow with the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Jim, thank you. With the Golden State win last night, LAC loses. The Warriors now have the top record in the NBA. Clippers visit Bankers Life Fieldhouse at 14-3 on Sunday. That's a 6 o'clock tip with a 5:30 Kroger pregame show. Perhaps if you've been in the Fieldhouse recently or earlier in the season, you saw some construction, and then now what is a new space above the south goal inside the Fieldhouse. It's called the Sells Group Loft. One of the handful of people who helped make that happen is Barry Gibson. He's the vice president of ticket sales development. When we return, he goes around the house with Eddie White. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Justin Moore.
I just pawned at you.
Lee Bryce. American Made Tour.
You look like I need a drink right.
January 12th, 7 p.m. Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Hard to love.
One night of hit after hit.
Just letting the night roll.
Justin Moore.
And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Lee Bryce.
Except all day.
January January 12th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Good old small town USA.
I drive your truck.
Platinum selling Justin Moore.
To my last day.
Chart topping Lee Bryce.
And look like crazy.
Making country music great again.
He can't even bait a hook.
Tickets are on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Police Productions.
Let's go.
This is Pacers Weekly, 93.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. Indiana getting a win over Brooklyn on Friday night. They host the Clippers on Sunday before heading for their first West Coast swing of the season. If you've been in the Fieldhouse lately, perhaps you've noticed a new space. It's above the South Basket in the Fieldhouse. It's called the Sells Group Loft. 12 theater boxes, 14 loge boxes. It's been under construction, but is now ready to go. Barry Gibson is the Vice President of Ticket Sales Development. He is one of the handful of people who help make this new premium destination a possibility. And now he gets the fine task of sitting down with Eddie White. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And today, we go around the house. I'm talking about the house. You know, we love Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It is the best building in the world for basketball, for anything. And earlier in the year, you heard me talk about it. We debuted the new light-bound club downstairs where we get to do the post-game show on the weekends. Well, this week, we had three games where we debuted this new exclusive area in Bankers Life. It's called the Sells Group Lofts. Now, we love the buildings, the athletic facilities in our state, whether it's Notre Dame Stadium, Assembly Hall, Hinkle Fieldhouse, Lucas Oil, of course, Bankers Life. This is the most exclusive seat you can get at any building in the state of Indiana. And who better to talk about it than my main man, the one and only, the great Barry Gibson. Barry, how are you today?
I'm great, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing fine because I want to talk to you about it. I'm as excited as heck, but this is your baby. How excited were you this week to open up the doors to this unbelievable place and experience, and people see it for the first time? You had Dan Dockich was in there giving a thumbs up. Tony Katz was in there giving a thumbs up. Greg Rakestraw gave it a thumbs up. The reviews were five star.
It was like opening night all over again, really. I mean, it was fantastic. So it's a fantastic space. We were real interested to what everybody had to say once they got in there and look around. And you're right, the reviews were phenomenal. There was not one negative comment. Everybody loved everything from the sight lines to the TVs we have behind the bars to the drinks to the food. Like you said, it's phenomenal, and it's the most exclusive spot in the field house.
I'm going to get into the food and the drink later, but first let's tell the people that are listening, these are lofts, and each loft has four seats, but you have two different versions, so people can look at one versus the other. Tell them about each and the difference in them.
Well, they're both very upscale, but yet unique. So we have our theater box, which we have 12 of those. Theater box, it's bigger, oversized seats. It's sort of stacked two and two, but you get four seats. You get two parking passes, and then everything sort of included, the food and beverages included with it. But it's great, and it's very close to food and beverage, to the bar. It's great. The other part we have is called our loge. So we have 16 of those, and in our loge boxes, we've got four tickets, two parking passes, but it's about a 12-foot wide space, and you're sort of out in the action, so to speak. Still very upscale, great chairs. We're going to have some smaller TV screens in the corners so that people can enjoy that as well. But it's a phenomenal experience between both. All in all, it's 104 tickets, so it's the most exclusive spot probably in the state.
Now, what I like about either one of those is that your four seats, you have some privacy. I mean, you know, whether you get this, you know, it's something like a hybrid between a suite and maybe a down low seat on the court. It's you have the privacy whether you're entertaining three big clients or you and your wife are entertaining another couple, or it's you and the wife and a couple of your kids. I mean, you kind of have your own little private area, but then boom, you go in the back and you have this, you know, you can sit at a big table and have dinner. You can have the great desserts. I like that element of privacy on either one of those, and that was part of the design.
Right, absolutely. You're right, you have both. So if you want to have that conversation, great. If you want to mingle and rub elbows with other people there and you know, maybe work on referral business or just talk about, hey, how IU's doing or how the Pacers are doing, you can still have those conversations, but you can still have privacy. So it's set up in a unique manner. The sight lines are phenomenal. So even if you're back at the bar, you're grabbing a drink, you can still see what's going on the court. So it's a unique combination where you have both.
If anybody's coming to this, you better come hungry. Because the food, tell me first about, you have the bar in the middle, you have the dinner on the one side, and then the dessert area on the other side is out of this world.
Right. So from the time you get here, so when doors open at 6 o'clock all the way to the end of the game, we've got something for you. So we have our main entrees, and every night it'll be something different. For the different events, it'll be something different as well. So you've got the main entrees on one side, and it could be, I think we had, fried scallops. Roast beef. We've had, you name it, we've had tip. And then on the other side, you've got cheesecakes, you've got bread pudding, you've got cookies, you've got game fare. So we also have it where if you want nachos or popcorn during the game, you've got that. So whether you're bringing kids to adults, to clients, to whoever, we've got something really for everybody from a food and beverage standpoint.
To me, the beauty of the Lofts is it's not just for, if you buy one of the Lofts, it's not just for a Pacers game. It's for concerts. It's for the ice shows, the circus, all the other events. It's almost like you have a piece of the rock in the building for the building's best events.
Right. It's like a mini suite. So it includes the majority of events. So if it's, we've had Paul McCartney here in the past, you would have Paul McCartney. If it was Justin Bieber, you'd have it for Justin Bieber. If it was for Fever Games, you'd have it for Fever, Circus, the whole deal. So we look at this as a not just a basketball season kind of thing. This is a 12-month entertainment destination where you can come out 12 months out of the year, enjoy a show, a concert, whatever's going on, and, you're paying one flat price to do that.
So if people are listening to this and like, wow, I heard people talk about it on the radio and they have an interest in this, what do they do? Who do they call? Where do they go?
Well, they can go to pacers.com/tickets, go to our website. That's got all the information about everything. So if they're looking for more info, if they want to fill out something and say, hey, look, I'd love to come out and take a look at this, I'd love to talk to you, they can do it there. They can give us a call at 317-917-2820. Just give me a call, and we can set everything up and talk to you more about it.
Well, I'm telling you, I got to give you kudos. It was a great week. The people, the editors, our good friends, the Coens, the editors of Sophisticated Living Magazine were out there, and they said it was off the charts good. And they cover every creme de la creme event in our state. When they give a thumbs up, it's a heck of a deal. And it's kind of fitting that it would be in this building, right? Bankers Life Fieldhouse, a building that you and I and all of us here love so much. It's kind of like just a perfect addition to what is a building that we think is the best in the country.
Yeah, our partners, Levy, has done a great job on the food and beverage side. All of our partners that have helped put this together, there's been numerous folks in the building to help complete this project, and it's everybody's done a heck of a job. And I think when people get in here and actually see it, they're really truly going to be amazed. It's going to be one of those wow moments when they walk into the space.
Oh, man, thank you for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Patrick, one bad thing, Patrick. They don't want me or you anywhere near the Lofts. This is for great people, beautiful people, nice people. So that eliminates me, you, and Boyle. I guess we're just going to have to stay with our press pass in the media area. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie White and Barry Gibson, thank you for joining us here on Pacers Weekly. Eddie White, he goes around the house, finds someone interesting with a story to tell each week. That certainly was the case. Again, pacers.com/tickets if you want to check out the Sells Group Lofts. It's that area above the South Basket. If you haven't seen it, it looks fantastic. I haven't been up there because, as Eddie White said, they don't let us go up there. But, hey, something new we're doing with the Pacers Weekly show this year. If you haven't checked it out yet, if you're just listening now, perhaps you wanted to hear some of Eddie White's show a little bit earlier, or if you wanted to hear some of the interviews we had before that, we're podcasting these now, so these will be up on pacers.com. We have a SoundCloud page. pacers.com/sound is where it all goes to generally, and you can also subscribe on iTunes and you'll get all of our podcasts coming in. And so if you missed any of this show, perhaps you stepped in to go to the grocery or something like that, we'll have the whole show in its entirety, and it'll be posted up coming up just shortly after this show ends. We always close the show with a couple of live guests. The first is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, and he is next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be fine.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Get
Member
members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserved seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us live now on Pacers Weekly. Mark, it's been a tough week for Indiana until last night. They get a dominating win over the Nets. Brooklyn likely going to finish near the bottom of the Eastern Conference, but the Pacers without Paul George came out with a pretty inspired effort. What were your major takeaways?
Well, yeah, I thought it was a good effort. Like you said, Brooklyn's not one of the better teams, but it wasn't just the fact the Pacers won the game. They certainly should have done that, even shorthanded. But the fact that they dominated, you know, they led by as many as 31 points really after the first quarter. The outcome was never in doubt. And Brooklyn, while they're not that good, they play hard, you know. I mean, they don't just go out and lay down. So it wasn't like it was a gimme game necessarily. But I thought the Pacer offense was much better than it had been. Paul George, after the game on Wednesday when they had that bad performance against Atlanta, told a few of us that he planned the next day in practice on Thanksgiving Day to kind of really – he gave the impression he was going to go through offense with the guys, like, you know, coach a bit, half-court offense. And as it turned out, I guess he gathered the players, talked to them for a while after practice about just got to move the ball, got to play at a faster tempo in the half court, that type of thing. That certainly showed up last night. I mean, the Pacers were at 60% field goal shooting through much of the game and only dropped down to 55 because of the garbage time minutes at the end when guys who don't play that often came off the bench. You know, George Niang goes 2 for 6, that type of thing. So all in all, an uplifting performance and one that's a pretty good lead into tomorrow's game against the Clippers.
Yeah, Paul George, as you mentioned, he had that lecture, whatever you want to call it. If you want to read more about that, by the way, Mark wrote about this on Pacers.com. Just head over there. You can read more about what Mark was just talking about in terms of kind of having a little bit of a players-only meeting on Thanksgiving after practice. There's a lot more of in-depth coverage there. I want to talk about the injury situation, Mark. We've talked about on this show Paul George. He's out for the next couple of games. Same with Kevin Serafin. And it seems like same with C.J. Miles, although we don't know that for a fact. But the Pacers are going to be without a few key guys and for a little while longer.
Absolutely. And that creates an opening for Glenn Robinson. You know, he has to play now. You know, he's gone everywhere from not playing at all this year to playing about 45 minutes. And now with Paul George and C.J. Miles out for at least the next two games, he knows he's going to play. And that should both relax him and give him some confidence. He showed that last night with the career high 20 points. With Glenn, it's really about being assertive and being confident, and I think these minutes are going to be good for him. So it also means that Al Jefferson has to step up. I mean, Kevin Serafin has been out, and, you know, they only have two centers when that's the case, and Al Jefferson played one of his better games last night with 16 points. So, you know, we thought the Pacers had a good bench, coming into the season, and we're going to find out more about it now, you know, with these guys being out. But, you know, again, last night they had really good balance with six guys in double figures, and Jeff Teague had nine. And that's what you want when you're missing your leading scorer. Other guys have to pick up. And last night, that was certainly the case with that balance.
Mark, we've had a couple straight shows where we've gone a couple long segments with you. This week, I apologize, we have to be a little shorter. But what do the fans have to look up coming forward on Pacers.com?
Well, game coverage, of course, tomorrow against the Clippers. They're practicing today, so we'll have something out from the field house. I'll be going downtown this afternoon to practice. And then they're on the road trip, but certainly one thing coming up before the 70s night. On December, what is that, the 12th, I think?
Yes.
70s night?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have a podcast with George McGinnis. I had George in the field house on Wednesday. We recorded a podcast to run in advance of that. George, of course, was the co-MVP of the ABA in 1975, Indianapolis, Washington High School graduate, former Mr. Basketball. So a lot to talk about with him. I know that'll be posted pretty soon.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monti, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
And I should actually correct that statement. The first one of the 60s decade game was November 12th. This one coming up, the 70s, is December 10th. That's what Mark Monteith was talking about there. Mel Daniels is one of the players that they are recognizing, and, of course, along with George McGinnis, as Mark mentioned as well. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there for the 70s decade game on December 10th. When we return, Jeremiah Johnson closes out Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The Tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale. Available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at BankersLife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. With us now is Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter. Jeremiah, first of all, we talked with Glenn Robinson III a little bit with Mark Monteith. I wanted to move over to another area that I thought was significant we didn't get to. The Pacers dominating on the glass, winning that glass battle pretty significantly. That's been a major struggle this year. Brooklyn doesn't do that well, but good to see the Pacers win a rebounding game and by a fairly significant margin.
Pat, good to talk to you as always. I think rebounding is something when the season started, there were some concerns about and how this team would hold up against some teams that really focused on attacking the glass. And so much of the talk in the last couple of weeks when they've struggled in that area has been not to get on Miles Turner, but to say it's team rebounding. The guards have to get down. They use the term smash down on the opposing bigs. And so it has to be a group effort. It can't just be Miles Turner getting all the other rebounds and the guards stay outside the arc and just wait for the outlet pass. So I think you had a concerted effort to get the team involved in the rebounding. And it doesn't hurt as well to get a double-digit lead, a 20-point lead. I think that takes some of the other team's enthusiasm at attacking the glass away from them.
We've done a lot of this show looking back at that win against Brooklyn. I want to use you to look forward. The Clippers come into the building on Sunday. This is a Clippers team, despite their loss last night to Detroit. They're 14-3. They've got the second best record in the league, and despite the fact that we haven't seen them live, they look really good.
Yeah, you know, you think about last offseason when they had the DeAndre Jordan saga, and they got a lot of attention. And this past offseason, all of the attention was on Golden State. And I think that's probably helping the Clippers just a little bit. I think everybody's counting this team out in the Western Conference and in the NBA. And it's probably their last chance with that group to make a run. And they believe they can beat the Warriors. They've had a good rivalry with Golden State over the years. So many people talk about Spurs-Warriors. But through the first month of the season, the Clippers had the best record. Now, Golden State, obviously, over the last 2 weeks is playing phenomenal. So I can't say the Clippers are the best team in the NBA, but you can make a case they're the second best, maybe third. You have to throw Cleveland in there as well. So it's a high-profile game, and the Pacers will need to play as good, if not better, than they did Friday to beat the Clippers.
The funny thing is, when we're talking to you next week, we will be talking to you from Los Angeles and also previewing the Clippers. But for this game coming up at home against LAC, a 6 o'clock tip, a 5:30 Pacers pregame on Fox Sports Indiana. What do the fans have to look forward to, Jeremiah?
Well, throughout the night, we'll look back on the entertaining Friday around the NBA. You know, Friday was the only day that all 30 teams in the NBA played 15 games. We'll look back on some of the highlights and obviously the Pacers' performance against the Nets. And you referenced Glenn Robinson III. I had a chance to talk to him at halftime and on the walk-off interview. So from my perspective, it doesn't get much better than that. And I think some of the things that he had to say are things that we can revisit. And he has a pretty good handle on this team and what it needs, and specifically the energy he brings. So we'll take a closer look at GR3. He'll play heavy minutes again, as there aren't too many wings on the roster that are healthy. So look for some profiles on GR3.
You can catch Jeremiah Johnson coming up. It's a 5:30 Fox Sports Indiana Pacers pregame with Jeremiah Johnson. Make sure to note that earlier time tomorrow night. Jeremiah, thanks.
All right, Pat.
Kroger pregame show on the radio as well, starting at 5:30. Those guys head out west. It starts with Portland on Wednesday. And Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Portland, LAC, and Golden State is how the road trip starts. That'll wrap it up for Pacers Weekly. Again, make sure to check out the podcast, pacers.com/soundindianaversusLAC, pacers.com/tickets. For David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you next week, next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Whistle.
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears.
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly,